Newsy is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. The Trump administration is soon expected to issue another executive order, and it's expected to include a number of rollbacks in some environmental protections. One part of the order would roll back wetlands protection set forth in the 1972 Clean Water Act. The other would have the EPA rewrite a 2015 regulation that limits greenhouse gas emissions from existing electric utilities and lift a federal moratorium on federal coal leasing. That would give some clear indication the new administration is going to continue to promote fossil fuel production as the nation's primary source of energy. It's a policy that could continue to see human behavior accelerate harmful changes in our climate. Our guest this morning has been working on a local level to combat climate change. Jenny Rogers heads up the Ann Arbor chapter of the Citizens Climate Lobby. Last weekend, the organization was among those leading a march and rally for climate action in Ann Arbor. Hundreds gathered at the federal building in Ann Arbor and marched to the U of M Central Campus Diag to hear from dignitaries. That would include State Representative Yusuf Rabi, Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor, and Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. Beyond that day's events, it appears climate will be a political hot potato in the new federal legislative session. But as they say, all politics is local. Jenny, thank you for your time today. I'm grateful.
Thank you so much for having me, David.
Well, what did you take away from the weekend march and rally?
You know, there is a lot of demand and interest in our country for clean energy and action on climate change. People are not happy with the head of the EPA being a climate denier and wanting to get rid of EPA regulations, and citizens are demanding action on climate change and clean energy.
Well, estimates put crowd attendance at several hundred over this past weekend. In your estimation, is that enough to garner the kind of awareness and change you desire in this community and, of course, at a national and global level?
Well, I think that is. I mean, there's, you know, a lot of organizations that are working on environmental issues have seen a huge surge in interest in their organizations. Our group has seen, you know, a doubling in the number of people that are coming to our meetings just since the election because people are realizing that, you know, they need to stand up and take action now that our environment is threatened.
Now, those who make policy are chosen by us, the electorate. What did you hear from those we've put in office speaking at the rally that offers you some encouragement in the effort to combat climate change?
Well, I think there's really strong leadership in our local community for action on climate change. And one of the things that I was really optimistic about hearing was, you know, Yusuf Rabi talking about introducing bipartisan legislation in the state and, you know, working on clean energy. And I'm really heartened to hear that, you know, that they are really working hard to, you know, put clean energy policy at the front.
Bipartisanship is going to be key moving forward, one would assume. What are the internal discussions at both the national and local levels of the Climate Action Network on the executive orders expected in the days to come that could roll back some of the gains that have been made in limiting water protections and greenhouse gas emissions?
Well, it is very disheartening to know that, you know, they're planning to get rid of the Clean Power Plan, but because our group is focused on federal legislation to put a price on carbon, it just points out the fact that this kind of work that we're doing is more important than ever because, you know, legislative solutions really are going to, you know, be stronger than the Clean Power Plan, which was put in place by executive action.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Jenny Rogers today. Jenny is head of the Ann Arbor chapter of the Citizens Climate Lobby and fresh off a climate action rally in March that was held in Ann Arbor last weekend. Jenny, the state's energy policy included a mandate benchmark that has been met by the utilities of having 10% of energy generation come from renewable sources. Over the next several years, that's going to increase yet again. The utilities are indeed investing in wind and solar energy and shuttering coal-fired power plants. What more are you asking of them?
You know, and our organization really want is to have federal legislation to put a price on carbon because that's what economists and, you know, climate scientists alike say is the best, it's the simplest, most direct and efficient way to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. You know, we might be moving towards that. For example, just a couple weeks ago, some very prominent Republican leaders, including former Secretary of State James Baker and George Shultz and former Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson, have come out advocating for a price on carbon to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. The fact that, you know, these prominent Republicans are calling for action, you know, shows that we're moving in the right direction.
The argument has been that the free market will help shape and determine our energy future, and while rather slowly, it has been moving toward a reduced fossil fuel foundation. Is that kind of carbon cap and trade policy something that you see the free market moving towards?
Yes, I definitely see us moving that way because it's, you know, especially in the current environment where Republicans are in the lead, they do not like regulatory approaches. A free market approach in which, you know, you make fossil fuels accountable for their cost and, you know, let the market decide which are the best solutions, you know, that's the way to go. And corporations are demanding and investing in renewable energy. You know, citizens are demanding it. So I definitely think that that's what we're going to see.
There is a small portion of the scientific community that doesn't confirm climate change. Roughly 97%, however, of all published reports on the issue agree climate change not only exists, it's being driven by man-made conditions. In the general population, there are significantly more who aren't buying into the climate change science. Most of those opinions are deeply rooted. Do you see a pathway to changing hearts and minds?
Yeah, in fact, you know, more and more surveys are coming out showing that the public, you know, more and more does believe in climate change. In fact, there was a recent report that came out by the Yale Program on Climate Change Communications that found that a majority of even Trump voters support taxing or regulating pollution that causes global warming. They support investment in clean energy, and they support eliminating fossil fuel subsidies. So, you know, a majority of people in this country, you know, recognize that climate change is happening, and that we need to take action on it.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and our weekly feature, Issues of the Environment, continues with the head of the Ann Arbor chapter of the Citizens Climate Lobby. Ginny Rogers, the national lobby organization, was founded by California real estate broker Marshall Saunders back in 2007 after he became alarmed by noticeable changes in the climate and its impacts on the environment. In establishing the grassroots organization, he called for creation of local chapters throughout the country. How long has the Ann Arbor chapter been up and running now?
We started almost exactly 3 years ago. Our first meeting was in April 2014.
And in that time, what has changed in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County, either tangibly or attitudinally?
Well, I think that, you know, we've had a huge increase in the number of people that are interested in, you know, working on climate change solutions. And we've also seen, you know, a number of our local leaders calling for climate action and supporting our proposal.
If we as individuals are going to look at the issue and say, I have to do something personally, what is your best advice for the individual to help combat the issue?
Well, I believe that taking personal actions to reduce your carbon footprint is important, but I think that those actions are not enough. So I think that the most important thing that we can do is, you know, tell our leaders, both local, state, and federal, that we want action on climate change, and we expect them to, you know, make that a priority.
I thank you for your time today. That is the perspective of Citizens Climate Lobby and the head of Ann Arbor Chapter, Ginny Rogers. In future editions of Issues of the Environment, you will hear a variety of perspectives on climate, energy, and sustainability. Once again, Ginny, thank you.
Thank you so much, David. I enjoyed it.
I'm David Fair, and Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and heard each Wednesday only on 89.1 WEMU and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.